Daryl, last time I saw you, quite vocal in your appraisal of Ben Thaler after. Has anything happened with that since?
Yeah, I watched it again.
Did it get any better?
No, it got worse, to be honest. I think I don't change my opinion at all. But that's gone on. You know, I've had a chat with Steve Ganson. I've got a voicemail on my phone to get back to him. So, yeah, that's ongoing, really, in terms of communication there. But the key thing is that, you know, we move on. We improve the stuff, the little bits of discipline that that we had issues with. We need to improve that and then crack on to this game, which is obviously key for us.
I spoke to a couple of coaches this week, and they're getting to the opinion where, if you, as you said last week, if you can't be honest about match officials, then there's no point talking about them at all. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's been my opinion for since we played Catalan right at the start of last year, that, you know, we had something that happened there that was just ridiculous, and I just said, look, that's it for me. I just won't communicate at all, because it makes me feel a bit better, to be honest. But I just felt that as though this was one that I couldn't leave, and you know, I think everybody has to be open to critique of some kind, and you know, I've very rarely been public in terms of referees, and I don't want to make a habit of it. It's something that I won't be doing, but you know, surely, you know, everybody's got to learn lessons from performances, and they're just the same as us.
Is that the one thing you'd want to come out of it, that lessons are learned from this and mistakes not repeated and maybe attitudes change?
Well, I think that's a big thing, yeah. I think, you know, obviously there's bits and pieces there that I think are detrimental to our club, and I don't think should be allowed to happen. But, you know, I'll deal with that with Steve Ganson, really, and then check it from there.
Have you had no word on if you're getting fined or not?
No, not yet. It generally takes a bit of time, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see whether I do or not. I would imagine I would, but we'll see.
Okay, looking at the game this week, it's another big game. What the defeat last week did do, it just left you a little bit of a gap with the top four, but still plenty of time to turn that around. Is that the objective now, just keep churning out the wins and close that gap as soon as you can?
Yeah. I think to be consistent, I think we've been consistent with the ball. We've been scoring points. We've been opening teams up. There's a couple of bits in yardage that I think we need to get right. And defensively, we've dropped off a little bit. Just a couple of soft tries at the weekend, which we worked our asses off for our tries, and then give a couple of soft ones away. But yeah, you live and learn all the time. Hopefully, we'll kick on now, and this is a real good opportunity for us to get back on track. We know Huddersfield will be tough and desperate, and we've got to be exactly the same, and we've got to perform as well as we can with the ball, and then stiffen up a little bit defensively. You know, they're looking, they're a little bit up and down, but they still look a good side, and they're going to really challenge you. I think they showed a couple of weeks back at Magic that they can beat anybody. You know, they've got the quality of players to be able to do that.
Super League is so unpredictable these days. Is it all about just making sure you're 100% and you'll deal whatever they throw at you on the day?
Yeah, well, you obviously have a good look at the opposition, and you see where the strengths and weaknesses are, and then you put a plan together and focus on yourselves. I think that's key. Yeah, if we play well, then we're confident. You know, we've been pretty close to everybody we've played against when we've been close to what we're capable of. And that's the key for us, is just that consistency in terms of our approach and our attitude, really. If our attitude's good, then we're on and we're close to teams, and we're really difficult to play against, and that's hopefully what we'll turn up this week. I think over the last month's shown that we're starting to build some consistent efforts together.
Talking to Huddersfield, what do you think their strengths are? What worries you about them or concerns you?
Well, they've got a lot of good players, I think, in different areas. Obviously, the half-backs, in terms of kicking game, and Brough, you know, he's been a threat for a number of years now. Obviously, he's pretty smart. You know, the Komatai is a handful. Icky. Yeah, I can't pronounce his name, but he's Seb. He's a handful. You know, he's come in and he's given him a little bit of punch. The big pack. The tough on the edges in terms of, I mean, Cudjoe's been playing out of his skin. They're both the wingers are strong as, a real handful. So, you know, they're pretty well balanced team, to be honest. They've got threats in quite a number of areas, and you've got to nullify the back three first. You know, they're a real handful. You have to deal with McGilvery and Murphy. They're pretty strong. And so yeah, get that right, get our game right, and I think our game, if we get our game right, then we know we can really challenge them and negate some of the threats. But you know, getting our game right is going to be the key this week.
Nolan Patrick, Nathan Massey comes back in. Were you able to freshen it up anymore, or are you going with what you've got at the minute?
We've got little bits and pieces available of players. But not much, you know. Ollie Holmes, hopefully. Will Mayer's sort of going through a process of developing his condition levels at the moment. So Ollie Holmes is pretty close. Milan will be available next week, so we start to be able to put a little bit of either rest or pressure on our middle unit players, which is important. No, Greg Minikin's been going pretty well at Batley. Frankie Mariano's sort of struggling still, in and out with his knee. So, you know, we've not got a whole heap of players available, but it should get a little bit better over the next couple of weeks.
We're just over halfway through. Assuming you're going to be in the top eight, we're over halfway through the season now. How would you assess it so far for the Tigers?
I think we've done really well to stabilise our season, because we got rattled. So we started really well, and then we got rattled by a heap of injuries. So we've had, you know, between 8 and 11 players injured. And some of our, obviously, losing Chent in the first game, your captain and, you know, a key player for us, he's not great. Benny Roberts has missed a whole heap of the season, and that's not been great. You know, that's put pressure on us, the fluency of our game. I think we've done well since we've started to drip feed players back in, and having to adjust our half backs. You know, that's been really tough at times. But the players have done a great job in getting us back into a spot where we can still challenge. So the key for us now is kicking on with some consistency, and you know, the next four games I think are massive for us. You know, the blocker games of Huddersfield, Widnes, Salford and Hull is pretty big, and starting with this game we've obviously got to get that right and make sure we're ultra competitive and we're pretty consistent in the way that we play and the way that we defend. That's going to be a big key for us.
Have you set a target for how many points you think it'll take to get in the four, or is it just get as many as you can and we'll worry about it when it's the end?
Yeah, I don't think there's any point looking that far ahead. I think as a coach you can look at it and think about it, but there's no point communicating that with the players. I think it's week to week, and you know, we generally talk about four games and focusing on those, and we're at the start of a new block now, so those games I've just spoke about, they're the important ones. But the most important one is obviously the only one you can play this week, and that's Huddersfield. So it's get this right. If we get 2 points, then, you know, we can start to build on that.